Hello, welcome everyone to the Husky Baboo podcast. This is your Husky Baboo, Ariel. I was away for a while, and then I came back just for you guys because I know you missed me so, so, so much. Sarcasm. Anyway, this has been a week, hasn't it? I mean, very eventful week. I mean, with a lot of good, a lot of bad, depending on where you're standing, obviously. A certain thing happened this week, an election. And a certain someone got the victory. Talking about Mr. Weekend at Bernie's himself, Joe Biden. God help us all. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, so I don't have a dog in this fight. So just letting you know, FYI, in case you didn't already know, Biden won. So that's it. The less I say about that, the better. I already tried to record something about it, and I really regret it. I regret it so much that I erased it. So I'm not going to talk about that. Also, a very unfortunate thing happened. Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy, passed away. All you old school people that have been watching Jeopardy for all these years, he's been the host, and he announced last year that he had cancer, and, well, cancer won. So, sorry to give you a downer, but that's what happened, unfortunately. We got that. New president, hopefully things will end up well. Let's just say that. I don't have faith in any politician whatsoever. Doesn't matter what side they are, but I just want cooler heads to prevail, and let's just hope that that is the case. We got a few news to talk about on this podcast because we need content. We're starving for content, and listening to me, or watching me in this case, ramble on for minutes on end about bullshit that you really don't give a shit about, meaning my opinion. Really doesn't fill in good the time, and it's a waste of your time and mine. So let's just cut to the chase and go to shit that happened. One shit that happened, not this week, as actually 2 weeks ago, but since we didn't record 2 weeks ago, we kind of have to fall here. You all remember Jerry Falwell, right? The cuckold. Guy that had to resign his position in Liberty College, a college that was founded by his daddy, Jerry Falwell Sr. He is now suing Liberty University over his forced resignation. We read here from an article from the Relevant magazine. Last August, current leadership of Liberty pressured Jerry Falwell Jr. into resigning following a wild tsunami of personal scandals, allegations, and one infamous photo that topped Falwell's 13-year-old streak of leadership. Now, Falwell has announced that he is suing Liberty University, saying the school has damaged his reputation. Irony. We attempted to meet several times with the Liberty University Board of Trustees Executive Committee, but we're unsuccessful at doing so, Falwell's lawyer Robert Raskoff said in a statement. Thus, we are forced to seek remedy for Mr. Falwell's ongoing injuries and damage to his reputation through the court. Falwell's reputation has undoubtedly taken some hits over the last few years, though it's hard to see how the school itself was responsible for these. That's a good editorial note. You may remember the yacht photo that finally compelled the Liberty University Board of Trustees and Executive Committee to force Falwell out of leadership. That photo, along with the testimony of a former business partner who alleged a years-long sexual relationship with Falwell and his wife, led to the resignation, though Falwell reportedly got out, with the help of a $10.8 million parachute. The allegations were made by Giancarlo Granda, who provided recordings and screenshots of explicit communications with the Falwells to Reuters. Falwell has maintained that he was unaware of his wife's relationship with Granda, and now Falwell is alleging that Liberty accepted Granda's claim without doing due diligence. In the complaint, Falwell's attorney claimed to have research proving Granda was connected to Falwell's political opponents, including the Lincoln Project, a well-funded group of anti-Trump Republicans. As president of Liberty, Falwell steered the school his father founded towards a big-time financial success, even as the man himself became more known for his pugnacious Twitter presence, vociferous defense of President Donald Trump, and a messy personal life. That's about all we know for now, but there's probably more to come. Nice editorial there, Relevant. Dude doesn't take a hint. Like, you took your lashings in public, let it go. But no, he feels that he was wronged and that there was no due diligence. Like, dude, they caught you in recordings, audio recordings, and with photo proof that you're a cuckold and that your wife was fucking this dude. As that Disney song says, let it go. I would like to say that this is all related to the Christian evangelical side, but no, there's another story. Carl Lentz, famously called by Joe Rogan in one of his podcasts as having dick root. What does this have to do with anything with the news? I don't know. Maybe it does. I mean, let's stay tuned. We'll find out very shortly. Hillsong East Coast pastor Carl Lentz has been fired for moral failures. Again, Relevant. Carl Lentz has released a statement on Instagram about his termination from Hillsong New York City, admitting to marital infidelity. Now, that I don't joke about. That's bad. I was unfaithful in my marriage, the most important relationship in my life, and held accountable for that, Lentz wrote. This failure is on me and me alone, and I take full responsibility for my actions. Lentz said that he did not do an adequate job of protecting my own spirit, following my own soul, and reaching out for the readily available help that is available. When you lead out of an empty place, I've been there, I kind of relate, not the cheating department, but leading a church from an empty place, you make choices that have real and painful consequences. I won't read the whole thing, but that he posted on his Instagram account, which, by the way, was a picture of him and his family. That fucking hurts. Lentz post follows a statement from Hillsong founding pastor announcing that Lentz would be fired for leadership issues and breach of trust, plus a recent revelation of moral failures. Lentz planted Hillsong New York with Houston's son Joel in 2010. His Instagram post, Lentz apologized for his actions and thanked the elder Houston for allowing us to lead, allowing us to thrive, and giving us room to have a voice that you have never stifled or tried to silence. Thank you for your grace and kindness, especially in this season, as you have done so much to protect and love us through this. I now begin a journey of rebuilding. This is him again. Rebuilding trust with my wife, Laura, and my children, and taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need. I am deeply sorry for breaking the trust of many people who have loved serving and understand that this news can be very hard and confusing for people to hear and process. I would have liked to say that this with my voice to you in person because you are owed that. But the opportunity will not have. So to those people, I pray you can forgive me and that over time I can live a life where trust is earned again. Lentz said that he and his family don't know what is this next chapter will look like, but we will walk in it together very hopefully and gracefully for the grace of God. Wednesday, Hillsong founding pastor Brian Houston sent an email to Houston East Coast informing them that Carl Lentz had been fired as a lead pastor of New York City location. And there continues the recent events that were already unfolded. I'm not going to kick a guy while he's down. Not defending the action that he did, but, you know, it's hard when it's wife and daughters and kids. And let me see the picture. Yes, three kids, two girls and one boy. And if I might say so myself, his wife, it does not look bad. I might say so that. Then again, you don't know. You know, I am not hard on human beings. Humans fail. And in the case, why am I being different to Jerry Falwell and being different to Carl Lentz? Is it because Carl Lentz was the pastor to celebrities? I mean, he was infamously related to the conversion of Justin Bieber into Christianity. And he talked to a lot of celebrities. He preached to a lot of celebrities. He was well known in the celebrity market as the pastor of the famous people and whatnot. And the Jerry Falwell thing is just that, I don't know. It's difficult. I'm very open-minded in terms of understanding that people have flaws. But when you pretend to be this indestructible moral fiber being, this pillar of hope to people, and you just want to double down and say it's not true, it's not true. We can think of past examples. For example, Jimmy Swaggart, you know, the PTL Club, all that other stuff from the past. You know, Christianity, we do have a nice history of keeping it in the pants, don't we? Oh, Jesus. Anyway, this guy, at least, you know, he came out with it. He didn't play the long game of hiding and pretending that, oh, no, that's true. I'm going to lawyer up and I'm going to fucking fire throw bombs at you. Not like Jerry Falwell was doing. Like, you know, he just keeps doubling down. This guy straight up admit, yeah, I fucked up. And, you know, hopefully his marriage can recover. Hopefully, I mean, if he was honest and sincere to his wife, I don't know what the hell happened from there. Best of luck to him. I'm not going to bury the dude. He's going through shit, enough shit as it is right now. So, I don't know the dude. Don't know him personally. I don't know what his relationship with God. But then again, who am I to judge? I'm barely a Christian. Oh, God. Okay. Speaking of that, I've been entertaining myself lately with listening to a lecture series from Dr. Jordan Peterson. If you've heard of him, he's probably gotten a little famous, you know, where he had that little debacle in Canada regarding gender pronouns in the University of Toronto. You can look that up. I don't want to repeat what it's already, you know, wet terrain. But I've been listening to his biblical series, and to give a little caveat on Jordan Peterson, he is not a Christian or a man that professes to believe in God per se. He kind of likes the idea of there being a God, but it's very mussy and confusing, the terminology he uses when you try to question him regarding whether he believes in God or not. But he has very interesting takes on the story of Genesis, which is widely available on YouTube. It's accessible, it's for free. Just Google it. You go on YouTube and search it. You can go looking for Dr. Jordan Peterson, you know, biblical series on Genesis, and it's very interesting because he gets to a lot of fundamental stuff that makes sense. And he's not a dummy. He's not a con artist per se. He's a very sharp, very intelligent man. And I like what I listen to. I mean, it makes you also reflect on your personal life. And it's weird that he's using the Bible, but not Bible bashing you in the sense of using it like, you know, a traditional preacher, but mostly like using it like a psychological tool to help you balance out your life, to get your life on track. So I would recommend you to listen to that if you have the time, and if you want to get a little intellectual, you know, you want to, you know, put your hair slick back and look like you're smart and shit, like I look to some people for some fucking reason. Speaking of that, speaking of my YouTube search, I've been doing a lot of you know, deep dives in YouTube. Basically, it's my free time, just me on YouTube. And what I do is just listen or watch a bunch of comedian podcasts. And I don't watch TV anymore in the sense that I don't watch TV series. I haven't watched The Flash. I'm a big nerd, in case you didn't know. I'm a big geek. I mean, if you can watch behind me, if you're watching the video, you can see a bunch of figurines there. Those there in the back, those are actually stacks of comic books that I've owned that I still have from long, long years, long time ago till most recently, the comics that I could purchase because we don't sell comics in DR anymore. But, figurines, Funko figurines and whatnot, Star Wars and whatnot, Dragon Ball DVDs and whatnot. I'm a geek, but I've stopped watching movies and TV series because I'm in a really weird funk in life right now. I don't want to watch anything. I mean, I tried watching that series in Amazon Prime, Amazon Video, sorry, Revenge, you know, the Al Pacino series. I liked it. It's not that it was bad. It's very well acted, very good storytelling. But I just don't want to see blood and guts for the time being. I don't want to see that kind of stuff. I don't want to see anything that is like conflicting because I already have enough conflict in me as it is. I mean, I would imagine that this year hasn't been exactly all sunshines and rainbows for everybody else. This has been a hard year for every single human in the planet. This year has been turned everyone's life upside down, including mine. And this is the year I decided to, hey, let's start a podcast channel. And I already got two podcasts that I'm doing. One, a wrestling podcast, hence why you don't listen to me watching wrestling, talk about wrestling much now. And most of you are going like, yay, thank you, God. And then this thing, whatever this is. But it's different, but I'm just getting my reps in. And last week I didn't do a podcast because, honestly, I felt horrible last week. And this week, you know, not that, again, I'm not pro or anti Trump or pro or anti Joe Biden. I don't give a fuck about either of them in a political sense or a personal sense. I don't give a shit about either of them because they both represent the same masters. They both bow to the same masters, money. They both bow to money. They both represent their money. And they'll follow whatever the big bosses in the back are letting them to know to do. They just, it's a machine. It's a machine. And they're just part of the inner workings of that machine. They're the face that makes you think, well, this guy is responsible. No, he's not. He's just part of it. These guys are just part of the machine. But the thing is that now I feel a little bit better because now there's closure. Whether you like or not what happened, there's fucking closure. Biden won. Suck it up. Take it. And let's move on. Have this country heal itself, for God's sake. The United States is no longer the first power in the world. It outsourced everything that it did before to the whole planet. And it has spent the last years just bitching and crying and bickering to itself for its past misdoings. And I'm sorry, you can't change the past. What you can do is just change the future, but don't force people into being something that they're not. So that's the reason why I'm just watching a comedian podcast, because I want to laugh. I want to forget about my troubles, forget about my problems. And one was the reason which I did this podcast. And now I realize that since I'm not a comedian and I have zero funny bones in me, you getting this, whatever the fuck this is. Thank you, by the way, watching. Thank you, by the way, for watching and listening and following up on this for reasons that are still a mystery. to me. This is going to be a short, quick podcast because I don't want to beat a dead horse and I don't want to prolong your suffering through this. Just letting you know that we're trying to grow this thing, and the reason I'm still recording this, even though this is short as hell and it's hardly a podcast, we're barely 20 minutes in, it's just so that I can get my reps in, I can get better. And the only way I can get better is doing this. And unfortunately, you're going to have some stinkers. Like, obviously, this came out like a stinker. I mean, I'm in the middle of recording it, and I'm already telling you right now, it's a stinker. But I've got to get better, and I got to get someone to do this with. And hopefully, it'll grow, and it'll get better, and it'll become something that is actually good and make people happy, which is the purpose of what I'm trying to do here, not to, you know, sour your life with bullshit. So there it is. This has been the Husky Bible Podcast. This has been Ariel. I hope you guys are doing well, that are well, that your lives are well, that you can bounce back after this year. I mean, this year has been hell, but I hope you guys can bounce back off of it and get better. So again, Husky Bible, Ariel Duran, hoping you have a great week. Bye, guys.